just take a minute. Okay. You have something to say. I have something to say. All right. So let's just talk. Okay. Well, fun. Let's get in there. Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wallet?
Can I scream? Hi-ya,
hi-ya, no!
With their powers combined, they become pop culture.
Hi-ya, hi-ya, no!
With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
This is a comedy show. And we're taking over the industry. We're taking over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
I'm gonna come.
And they call it a mine. A mine!
Oh my gosh! Wow!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome everyone.
I need you to explain yourself.
They tried to take Papa Daddy Trump from us, my guy.
Bye. Mike!
We gotta fight back, Mike.
Fight!
Mike, we gotta fight back.
Is that who that
sound
was supposed to be?
Sound yeah, the MAGA alarm.
Oh, okay.
It was all Trump.
Quiet down now. Yeah, that's how you would do it.
Yeah. Well, fuck, let's get it in. Welcome, everybody. Oh, my God. Why the fuck? Uh-huh. Does history happen less than 24 hours after we recorded a podcast?
Yeah.
You got Jim and them. Having the time of their lives, having a ball. I mean, yeah. The people in the live chat know. The real ones on twitch.tv/Jim and Them, they know what's up. You know, of course, you got DB Deathlord. You got Max Murder. Mm-hmm. You got Petey Pablo.
Ace.
You got Ace. Stacks.
Yeah, Fartfish.
All the realest ones. I mean, they know. But then Saturday comes along, a goddamn, like world history happens.
Uh-huh. A lone wolf.
Next thing you know, part two, we're just talking about We Bring the Boom, and we're still talking about 5'2" and an attitude.
Yeah.
Gen Z boss and a mini.
Oh,
that shit's old
that
news
feels,
by
yeah,
then.
That feels so innocent.
Yeah,
that was pre-Trump.
Yeah, that
pre-Trump
was
pre-Trump shooting.
That was pre-Trump earshot.
Yeah.
That
was crazy. I forgot all about, but I got replaced. I mean, I didn't forget about Boom. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, you can't forget about the Boom.
You know, at my darkest hours when I thought Papa Daddy was down and out for the count on there, I was thinking about what would Big Justice and AJ do.
Well, I mean, I would never.
I went to Costco and wandered around.
I could never forget my favorite father and son.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
The father, Costco guys.
And the Holy Spirit.
But yes, you know, next thing we know, Saturday afternoon for us, Jeff hits up the group chat and he's like, Trump got shot. And I'm like, oh shit, he's dead. That's the thing. I'm like, oh my God, they killed Trump.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you rush online.
Yeah. You run out into the middle of the street and you start screaming. Before you check the news, you go, no!
You start DMing Big Justice, asking him for answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brings the boom pack.
You run to next door and start banging on the door saying, Trump got shot. Like there's a zombie apocalypse or something. You're like, run door to door. Trump!
Let me in!
Like, nobody has social media. I gotta tell everybody.
But then you see that he's got his fists in the air and he's yelling, fight.
Yeah.
And they snap a fucking Iwo Jima style photo with his fists in the air and the flag in the background.
Yeah.
And then you got everyone talking about how it's a false flag. It's a goddamn psyop.
Impossible.
That's when it's impossible.
No, it's impossible. They would never choose the year. And God was with him. That's why it was impossible, Mike. That's what you forgot.
I thought you said the president of Japan's ghost saved him.
The president, God, Shinzo Abe's ghost, a little bit of everything. It's the friends he made along the way.
Yes.
The people he lost. It's the Hillary kill list. They're all there protecting him too, all the people she killed.
Obama's
not. He's there. He's calling the shots. He's like, take the shot. We know what happened.
But yeah, man, shit went down. History happened. Almost was big history because, if they just headshotted him in front of the world, fuck.
Wow, yeah. No bueno. Know.
Then the next thing you know, Tenacious D's breaking up.
Yeah.
Kyle Gass on stage
I'm shocked
on his birthday.
That anyone cares about that joke.
MAGA Chud.
It's just, it's the world we live in.
But like, I thought that like hating Trump was so out in the open that you could just say that.
Not no more.
Well,
the pendulum has swung,
I mean, you
Mike.
Can't say it the day after.
I don't know. I'm genuinely shocked that is something anyone was bothered
but
by.
But it's all rules for thee, not for me, you think, Mike? Is that what you think?
Well, that's kind of what
rules
it is.
For
it
thee,
is a lot
Mike?
Of it is a lot of spite. It is a lot of spite that people are having fun.
Cuz the thing is like
going back the other way.
Cuz I mean, if it was this is always my go-to example, and he's not even necessarily like a conservative figurehead, but just a like hateable white guy. Like if Biden almost was murdered and Logan Paul was like, fucking don't miss next time.
Yeah.
They'd like take his WWE belt away and you know what I mean?
True, but
he wouldn't be on TV anymore.
But Trump is one of the most polarizing human beings alive.
So it's rules for thee, Mike.
No, that's what I'm
Mike.
Saying.
Rules for thee, Mike.
I was like under the impression that when someone is as polarizing as him, in the same way that if someone was like, Kim Jong-un, maybe don't miss next time, no one's going to be like, what? Tenacious B, D-Better
well,
break up.
They might
up
freak
because
out if you said that now.
Kyle Gass is mad about the idea of an assassination attempt on Kim Jong-un.
But the problem is this is a person that's running for president. Yeah. Like, you could, a lot of people may hate him, but by that same benefit, a lot of people are supporters. Like, and it's also kind of, Even all the stuff, like in a weird way, you're proving the conspiracy. Well, there's a few conspiracies.
There always
is. Some conspiracies are that the deep state was trying to take out Trump because Trump's the hero and he's going to take out the deep state.
Mm-hmm. What's deep state imply?
Just basically
like
kind of like
government.
The shadow government that runs everything. Because like Q thinks that Trump's not a part of that. He's actually the one that's taking down the shadow government.
Fuck yeah.
So
Quaid,
some people think
Randy Quaid thinks that.
Yeah. So some people think it was just the deep state trying to take him out. Some people think it was the rhetoric, like the thoughts that you're having, Mike, of like Trump's Kim Jong-un. He's basically baby Hitler. Mm-hmm. Someone should be a hero and kill this
That's
fucking
like what
guy.
You're saying.
You know what
sure.
I mean? The thing is, I feel like Kyle Gass, if he waited even a week, he probably would have gotten away with it.
I don't know. In my head, I would have assumed that Trump is polarizing enough and hating him
it's just too soon.
It's so standardized at this point that it wouldn't have even
literally
registered.
Well, it's literally the meme or the joke, though, of too soon. It was just... It was so, like, believe me, I mean, I don't think he should have gotten in trouble for it, but also...
It's also Jack Black trying to be in movies still, so he has to do damage control and be like Seth Rogen, immediately throw him under the bus.
Yeah, Jack Black's going to be in, the Minecraft movie? He's already in the Super Mario Brothers movies. Yeah. He's got way more to lose.
Then his talentless, like, no, like, what does Kyle Gass add to Tenacious D? Nothing?
I mean, Kyle Gass
he plays
rocks.
The guitar.
Yeah,
I guess.
He rocks as Tenacious D. I understand that. I don't know if you can have anyone, but I understand why he's not in movies or doing other things.
It's like how Edgar Wright can make a movie without Simon Pegg, and Simon Pegg can make a movie without Edgar Wright, but when they're together, they're better.
Kyle Gass is just where he's supposed to be. There's not...
Yeah.
He's not branching out and doing other things. I mean, I guess maybe he's playing in other bands or
Plus,
something.
Plus, it's his brother, KG.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But you're acting like it's not his brother, KG.
You get Dave Grohl
And
in
I
there.
Guess even a more cynical...
DG?
A more cynical way to look at it too, at least I saw this angle, I don't know how true it is that venues see that and then they think, okay, well now we have other tour dates, now we're gonna have to deal with Trump protesters or maybe even like violence now because this is like more, this is just more rhetoric, political rhetoric we don't even want involved with our arena
okay.
or our shows.
Again, I just, I would have assumed that at this point, dunking on Trump doesn't like move the needle at all, no matter how blasphemous it is, because it's Trump.
It's just
because the thing that you're, well, go ahead.
Just like you keep saying rules for thee, it's because it got so crazy where you couldn't say anything as a conservative style person that when you're literally saying like assassinate the president, it is, I think, a lot of spite. I don't think a lot of it is like, maybe some people are really pearl grasping on it. I feel like a lot of it is just sort of spite.
It is
like,
spite.
We can get you fired from Home Depot now.
But that's
like,
always been
like,
but
that's the like the far extreme version.
And the reason why I'm glad it's happening is because this is the stuff when things were happening. Like, because I don't even care enough about this to talk about it anymore. Sure. But like when people were getting fired, well, I mean, they've been, but like when it was becoming more, when it was more of a new thing or a big thing, I was like, don't you understand that all that's going to, like, eventually this is just going to happen to people that
swing back.
You agree with? Like, you're just giving a roadmap on what you're supposed to do when you're upset. But also rules for thee. But the other side.
And also just be funny. If you're going to go for that, you have to be funny. It's like doing a rape joke or something. It's like, all right, well, if you're going to do your Trump assassinate, because I went to the open mic I'm like, here it comes. Here comes some of the worst Trump jokes I've ever heard.
Oh, sure.
And
I hate that argument, though. I always hate the, like, we'll be funny about it, because if that's the argument, everyone in the arena laughed when he did it.
Yeah.
Jack
yeah.
Black laughed. So technically it was funny.
Yeah.
But it's not about if it's funny or not. It really is timing.
I don't even mean him. I mean more, like if you're at a comedy show and you're going to go for it. Because I saw a lot of just like basically saying what happened.
Just the low-hanging fruit. Yeah. Just like, treating
well,
it
no,
like
yeah,
a joke.
There was a black guy went viral saying the most obvious, like, it was just kind of like, yeah, like, Trump's dodging bullets. Biden's falling upstairs, man.
First black president, y'all.
Yeah,
you ever heard of that? You ever think of that?
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. That shit works. Another angle, too, and I'm sure this also plays a part in it, because Jack Black recently was, like, at some Democratic, not, like, the convention, but there was some big Biden thing he was at, and I'm sure even Biden's people were like, hey, we can't be seen to be like a part of that.
Yeah.
Like, it's
we're
weird,
inviting
like,
the guy who, because as far as they're concerned, we're inviting the guy from the band that said he should have died.
Yeah. So like, because once you start throwing your stupid mug around with like political candidates, even if you're not a politician, it's like now you have weird responsibilities.
Well, he was gonna be with like Biden going like,
no, he was at like this big dinner or something because people were pulling it up.
I like that. I like that guy.
Oh wow,
Kyle Gass, that guy's great.
That's my brother KG.
And he does his little whisper, and he's the best part of the band.
But yeah, it's wild.
But I also like KG
because KG's agent dropped him, and then Jack Black not only had to say like the tour was canceled, but also had to say all future creative endeavors are on hold indefinitely.
Damn.
It'd be way funnier if what Jeff said was true. It's just like, the tour's not canceled. It's going to be me and Dave Grohl.
Well,
actually, John Mayer
making
has stepped up, and he's going to be on the harmonica with me.
Well, everyone was making the same joke because they have the last week Kyle quit the band song. And they're like, people did think it was an elaborate bit, too. I'm like, this is not a bit.
I assumed it was, because like, again, I thought, I just didn't understand how this became a thing.
How hype would you be when you're at the DG and Jack Black show, and they're ripping, and then suddenly the lights go out, and then it appears, like in wrestling, Kyle Gass is on the stage, the lights come back on. It would be like Louie coming back at Skankfest.
It's CM Punk's music hitting.
Yeah.
When that does happen, people will geek out.
Yeah.
When they do,
at
like,
Skankfest, when that happens. that Tenacious D has to play Skankfest now.
No, when when Kyle Gass comes out by himself at Skankfest.
Violet J just announced his podcast on Gass Digital. Where's our podcast on Gass Digital?
Who replaces JB in Tenacious D when it's Kyle Gass?
Some bad guy.
But I'm thinking
who's
about who's
a black guy who's bad at impressions.
But who's the actor that we know is like some Jack Black wannabe? I'm trying to think who's like
Josh Gad is trying to be him.
Yeah.
Josh Gad, maybe. Who's the? There is no substitute.
And he's almost—he would just be a JG at least. That would kind of work.
Okay,
but he's bigger than. Well, no, he's not bigger than Jack Black, but he's pretty
big.
What
about Shaq? Big Aristotle.
I'm trying to think because I feel like there used to be a guy I knew of, like offhand, that was like a wannabe
Joe Lauer.
Yes. Maybe that guy who looks like Joe Barry that was in the Ghostbusters, Lady Ghostbusters movie.
Maybe Joe Barry.
Oh, Joe JB and KG?
Yeah.
Oh, ratakatira.
Just tell
me. You could do like Stewie sings.
I'm not even like shitting on Joe Barry, but there's no way that he doesn't have like five Jack Black impressions.
Oh, maybe. I can see it.
Maybe. Maybe, Jim says. Stewie himself. You're saying he doesn't have any Jack Black impressions?
But you know when they have like... I'm trying to think what if... Well, maybe it'd be like South by Southwest or something.
Yeah.
Some like some like indie festival like that in Austin.
They would freak
out,
though.
Once they both come out, yeah. They'll fucking burn down the city.
Yeah. They'll do the riot song or whatever. Yeah, or the greatest song.
Or once they come out at Trump's presidential inauguration.
Yeah, they go red pill, Tenacious D. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Me and KG and DT.
Maybe it works. Maybe it works the other way. Because usually, you know, when people get fired for being... for being based or whatever, they just become like super MAGA or super Christian. What if KG just turns into like the super lefty, like crazy commie guy all of a sudden?
Him and Brian Posehn can go on a tour of the biggest faggots. Brian Posehn and Kyle Gass present. Play the best song in the world, I said.
Is that your Posehn?
No, that's Trump.
Trump hanging out.
Hanging out with the new Tenacious D, which is John Mayer, Dave Grohl, and Jack
Black. The deep state totally sucks, your motherfucker. The deep state totally sucks.
Oh, yeah, the song. The government totally sucks, you motherfuckers. I mean, I saw Tenacious D. I'm glad I saw him before they broke up and never got back together again.
Right.
I only have... heard like three songs of theirs that I like, and they're the popular songs.
That first album's great. Every song's a banger.
Maybe I'd have to
the show. You really got to watch the HBO show.
I didn't like the movie, so I never.
The movie's funny. Not a good.
I assumed
the movie
because I assumed the show and the movie probably had the exact same sense of humor.
No. The show's much better. And then there's even like those other sketches that I haven't really saw, like the non-HBO sketches that were like, I think even grosser. Okay. Did more cum jokes and stuff because they're on the DVD, like the Masterworks DVD.
Yeah, I had that. Because
I didn't know the show existed. Then Pick of Destiny came out and I saw it and thought it sucked. And so I was like, I'm not going to watch the show.
Well, Pick of Destiny is more stoner. They weren't really as stoner humor.
It's like crazy stoner humor.
The show is not like that, really. The movie, I was surprised. It didn't really matter, but it did. It was like an element that wasn't there so much in the show, but I feel like for whatever reason, I don't know if it's like a producer note or something, but when they make movies like that, I'm sure some guy's like, we gotta put more weed
it
jokes
needs to
in
be
here.
More like Harold and Kumar. Can you do that?
Oh, it was
can
Harold
you and
Kumar?
Your bro KG was, do that?
It was a stacked summer. We had White Chicks, or no, we had what's the Playboy, the Wise Kids You Know movie? Oh, Miss March. We had Miss March.
Miss March.
Oh, yeah,
that movie was terrible.
Well, I mean, it's like amazing that, like Wayne and Garth aren't stoners or Bill and Ted.
They don't even drink, really, that you can tell.
Well, I remember when I saw Dude, Where's My Car? I was young enough where it didn't occur to me that they actually are stoners. Mm. So when I saw that again and I was older and like the very obvious weed jokes that had gone over my head, I was like, oh, shit, how did I not know, like, notice any of this?
You just thought they were sundowning? It's like later in the day.
Well, I just thought they were fucking, I thought they were just like movie
dumb
goofballs.
Guys. Yeah, like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, just like goofball movie guys.
Goofball movie guys. That's me when I hang out with Doug Benson. I'm a goofball movie guy. 78-year-old Doug Benson smoking weed.
So if you're Kyle Gass, do you just kind of, you must just understand what's happening, or are you upset at Jack Black?
I think you understand and you're rich and you disappear.
But is he rich, do you think?
He has to be.
I mean, he's probably well off, I guess.
He has to be.
But he's nowhere close to Jack Black.
Oh, no. But he's the kind of rich where you can just disappear and be fine.
Oh, you mean like, because he's basically a homeless bum, so any money is money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's rich in that way.
That's
where, like,
words in your mouth.
He never needs a job ever again.
Are you saying he's rich? Is that what you're saying?
Wow. Kyle Gass.
You're describing it in a weird way, Mike. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm saying... I'm saying he's rich and he can just disappear.
Hold on,
fine. He can do what our boy,
Post Malone,
movie writer director guy that got canceled. I'm spacing on his name.
Max Landis.
He can do what Landis did. Where Landis isn't like like the richest guy in the world, but he's got enough money
he's
where
he's pretty
can,
rich.
Yeah, he can just
I
go.
Know he got that fatty $4 million check for
exactly.
one script.
You know well, that and, you know that Kyle Gass has plenty of money and he can just go, "Oh, this is happening. Well, I guess I'll just disappear then."
And you know Max Landis probably writes songs. Kyle could do the music. Max Landis, yes. Kyle Gass. What's that band sound like?
Max has the new JB. That'd be pretty good.
Okay, yeah. Max Landis is a good replacement for Jack Black. Play the best song in the world.
I'm trying to think. Who else was canceled that could be the new Jack Black?
The lady from The Mandalorian.
Aziz Ansari?
Aziz Ansari could be Jack Black. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm Jack Black. Ew. Oh, Wonderboy.
It's
bullets.
The greatest song in the world.
Oh, my God, my bullets.
Way down in the Monkey Monk. That's like where I live.
You hear that, Aziz? We got your fucking number.
Who else can we do? What if Nick Cage was in? Let's just do the
Monkey Mark.
I can't think of another Tenacious D song.
I'm down in the Monkey Mark.
That's gonna help us.
Yeah, that's what Nick Cage is.
What?
Yeah, but who was canceled?
Oh, me.
Well, I guess James Gunn they brought back.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see.
Louis C.K. obviously, but Louis C.K. is doing his own thing.
He's got his own thing going on right now. Who was what, that newscaster that jacked
Kanye?
Off on Zoom? Yeah, Kanye. You get him in there. I don't know what he would have to early life Kyle Gass. I'm not sure. I think he's just like Italian.
Who? Kyle Gass?
Yeah.
He's just a white guy.
Yeah,
but he's got to have some sort of.
He's like the most. No, he's the most like fucking Oklahoma ass white guy
Oklahoma.
Ever.
Yeah, but you know, Jake's like a white guy. But he's also what a fucking just straight up European bitch.
Wait, who?
Jake Sprague.
What?
I'm just saying. You're saying like just because he's white, that means he has no hair, culture.
Jake's a fucking Pacific Northwest ass white guy.
No, what did he? He did his thing, wasn't it? Like all.
It's not. He can do his thing all he wants. It's not reflected in anything he is or was.
I guess. Mike is all about trying to replace us over here.
Yeah.
Mike's a white people have no culture guy.
Yeah, you're like Whoopi Goldberg she said like the Holocaust is white on white crime.
I'm saying
or
if
something.
My grandfather's
he's German.
If my grandfather's grandfather's grandfather came from Germany, that's not my fucking culture.
No, German, dude.
That's what they want you to have, no culture. You'll own nothing.
Yeah,
you'll
that's
have
what they
no
want.
Culture.
Yeah.
You'll eat bugs. You'll eat the savory ice cream. No.
I didn't know how far down the rabbit hole of rules for thee, not for me, Mike was.
I don't know
why you keep saying that.
That's the thing. That's the thing about
saying that. You don't even know what it
libs.
Means. Jim doesn't even know what it actually
Mike's
means.
Mike's a shit lib cop.
Yeah, Mike's a total shit lib. Mike thinks that we're groipers.
Yeah, we're not groipers. We're just no, we're just Pepes. We're just two Pepes in a
What's
tree.
A griper.
A griper is like a racist Pepe.
I forget what it was.
What does that mean?
A racist Pepe?
What is a racist Pepe?
It's Pepe if he was racist.
What's Pepe?
The little frog.
Pepe
guy.
Is that little meme frog.
The frog.
But what does that invoke?
4chan.
Okay, yeah. Groipers are alt-right white nationalists, white supremacists, neo-Nazi activists.
Yeah, pull up some groiper
internet,
memes.
Internet trolls and provocateurs.
So they're just like very online right-wing guys?
Yeah.
Mike thinks we're MAGA chuds when really we're...
Yeah,
really
when he's a shit lib.
When you're a shit lib. And we're groiper adjacent, but we're still realists. Maybe we're more like repub-tarded.
Mike Steele likes tea eel beans.
I
911
did.
MAGA Mike strikes again.
911 MAGA Mike strikes again.
There was. Did you see that Vegas? That video of that Vegas cop that was like shooting through his window shield at the guy, his windshield that he was like chasing down the streets in his car.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fucking lunatic. And like all the fucking like cop loving bootlickers were just like, yeah, we need more cops like this. And it's just a lunatic. Like,
no,
he is a lunatic driving his car, shooting at the car in front of him. With reckless abandon.
Wasn't
in a
the
fucking,
guy shooting at him?
And it doesn't matter. You're in a neighborhood. You don't shoot through your own windshield.
If you're being shot
at.
No,
you got to shoot at
How
him.
Hard was it to shoot a a stationary pin, like fucking bowling pin.
Let's
with a gun.
Pull this.
I
up.
Mean,
this
I shot it.
True, but it was it easy? Was it?
If I was a trained officer of the law, it'd probably be pretty easy.
So if you're going like 60, like super fast, you're just fucking shooting through your windshield, thinking like, "Yep, I'm gonna hit this guy."
Well, I'm judge, jury, and executioner at that point. He's put his life in my hand, shooting at me.
He's a maniac, yeah. And I called him a maniac on the video. And a bunch of fucking MAGA chuds were trying to dunk
well,
'cause on
they,
me.
Well, because they detected your shit libs. Yeah. Shit lib alert was arrived.
Yeah.
Shit lib tart no, showed
I'll
up.
I'll find that video and show it to you, Jim. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Type in Pepe shit lib and see what comes up.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the Pepe shit lib?
Yeah. We're the Chad guy saying yes. And you're the guy crying. Pepe the Frog. I love that the ADL has a whole section for Pepe the Frog. The ADL really tried to...
Yeah, no, Jim, you can literally just... Google will auto-finish it for you. I typed Las Vegas CO, and it finished cop shooting through windshield.
The chat's calling him Maniac Mike.
Oh, no, not the chat. They're always
they're
serious.
All saying, yeah. They're all saying...
Hey, is Mike Cook chat? Yeah,
that top, the top and the second one are both the same.
Yeah, this is from like 6 years ago, too.
Yeah, is this old? Yeah, it is old.
Yeah, look at that.
Locked in.
Look at this fucking lunatic.
No, this is locked in.
Yeah, he's like 45. You acted like he was like going out of control.
Hey, chat, are Jim and Jeff cooked?
No.
Let me see. What'd the guy do first? Yeah, hold on. Let me pull this video out. Yeah, dude, he's no hand in his steering wheel shooting.
Yeah, he's using his knee.
He's a fucking
I
lunatic.
I think I may have seen this before.
He's a maniac.
No, but there's no way that it's like, slow down. All right, here we go. No,
look, he's literally in front of apartment complexes where people are in the street, and he's just like shooting out his window like it's a fucking action movie. This guy's a lunatic.
All right, let's pull up the news story.
Hey, the other one's up there. Hey, the other one ran up there.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking maniac.
No. There has to be a reason behind this. This isn't an acorn.
I think that even if it's
a pine cone hit his car
more than an acorn, this is like how a lunatic acts. It's like, again, look at he's in a neighborhood. This is not like, we're down by the river. There's no one around.
Looks like they were murder suspects, Mike.
Okay. I'm not saying that the criminals are scot-free.
Could be saving lives.
I'm saying this guy's a lunatic.
Let's see. Suspects fired 34 rounds in 5 volleys during this pursuit. Officers fired 31. That's less rounds.
Wow, only 3 bullets less than the murderers.
Yeah, but what were they supposed to do? Not return fire? Die like cowards? Or do they stand up and fight?
Nothing.
Yeah. Fight!
I don't even know why I brought this up.
We need a MAGA alarm.
Because we're on the show, so you guys are both going to act like fucking idiots.
It's 6 years old. We already covered this. Those people deserve to die, and they did.
Yeah, the responding police vehicle was struck by at least twice by bullets, forcing the officers to back off. So yeah, at that point, light them up, dude.
Yeah. Light them up, light them up, light up, light them up.
Mike's a shit lib!
You're basically Hitler!
Let's see. All right, hold on. Nunez exited the SUV, ran up the steps to an elementary school. He attempted to enter the school, but the door was locked.
I didn't realize it was an elementary school.
Well, that's because this fucking murderer was trying to use a child as a fucking body shield.
This cop was firing blindly.
Saving
kids.
Really?
With the elementary school in the background.
Yes. You don't know locked in.
Yeah, then Miranda moved to the driver's seat, backed up towards the car, and then he exited his car and lit him up. Killed that motherfucker.
Bow.
Miranda pronounced dead at the scene. They arrested Nunez, who has sustained gunshot wounds from either the pursuit or the earlier shooting near the car wash.
Let's go.
Yep,
the guy with the gun takes down bad guys.
Okay. Both officers not injured. Big victory.
A couple of big fat retards.
Okay, let's see who was injured. Just the murderers? Damn, sounds like job well done, Mike.
Okay.
Sounds like master scopes on those guns.
Sounds like this guy was locked in.
Yeah.
Mike's cooked.
Locked in, cooked. You're washed. It's over. It's Jover for you, even.
Yeah,
Jover?
No. It's Jover for you and Jover for these two murdering fucks.
All right. Check him out. There, like, oh, better say Jover.
Jim, can we hit him with a skibbity toilet?
No,
you'd really
no.
melt his brain.
Skibbity toilet put us down the wrong path.
Maybe
last
Skibbity
time.
Biden. Did we never watch Skibbity Toilet though? I don't
we
think.
Watched the Skibbity Biden actually, but yeah, that's what fucked me up.
ever it since. Fucked you up. What
yeah. happened? Look how retarded he's been this whole time. His fucking brain's broken now.
He caught one skibbity bite and it fucked you up for life. Like a bad acid trip.
It's like getting bit by a tick the wrong way and you just have Lyme disease the rest of your life for no reason.
Oh, yeah. Made up girl disease. Let's go. We're going in on Lyme. And they're making up Lyme disease.
So anyways, I think Trump did have his big speech last night at the convention, and he told the story of the shooting.
Yeah, I had goosebumps. I was crying.
Hold on, I'm trying to...
As he
Mike
just sort
called
of...
me the R-slur and F-slur and got me pregnant just so he could kick me in the stomach and miscarry.
Is that what Mike did?
Maniac Mike strikes again.
Is that what Mike did?
That's the beginning.
Wait, Mike did what?
Maniac non-MAGA Mike.
That's literally the beginning of the speech. He's got her pregnant, and then he kicked her down the stairs. He did it on purpose.
MAGA has such a bad connotation that instead of saying someone else is something else, you just say that they're non-MAGA. So at least you can still say MAGA.
As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life.
Why is he wearing this fucking band-aid when he doesn't need to?
He needs to. His ear got shot off.
His ear was bleeding.
He was golfing the next day with nothing on.
No, he had a little bandage on.
No, he had nothing.
No,
he had absolutely nothing because it's barely an injury.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
All right.
We need like a cuckoo sound.
My horse
to
knock down my kids and the Twin Towers.
And therefore, I will tell you exactly what happened. And you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's actually too painful to tell.
That's true.
No, whatever. People in the audience
it was a warm,
like crying.
Trump's gay.
Beautiful day in the early evening.
He's kind of like
Butler Township in the great
who's the guy that wrote like Huck Finn? Mark Twain. He's kind of like the R. Mark Twain.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Music was loudly playing, and the campaign was doing really well. I went to the stage, and the crowd was cheering wildly. Everybody was happy. I began speaking very strongly, powerfully, and happily.
Perfect speech.
Because I was discussing the great job my administration did on immigration at the southern border. We were very proud of it.
What was he made a perfect phone call or something?
That
was
his thing.
Behind me and to the right was a large screen that was
back
displaying
right.
a chart of border crossings under my leadership. The numbers were absolutely amazing. In order to see the chart, I started to like this. Turn to my right.
With the pictures when they show it above it, too, it does
ready to
hype,
begin.
Even though I'm not voting.
Wait,
because I've watched this already. They show like all the photos while he's talking.
Oh, they do.
They
I haven't
a
seen this.
Above
a little
them.
Bit further turn, which I'm very lucky I didn't do. When I heard a loud whizzing sound
the
and
bullet.
Felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that?
Wow.
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 What a bee. What a huge wasp. Hit my ear.
I thought it was a spider, Zicky.
It can only be a bullet. And moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood. Just absolutely blood all over the place.
Wait, real quick, I feel like definitely is like those stories about Kanye West listening to his own music. He watched that clip probably 500 times of him getting up and
absolutely.
Doing fight. Like he's like, I nailed it. I can't believe it. Because he really did improv the best possible thing if that wasn't, you know, if we're not to believe in the deep state.
Like,
they're trying to say there's a right wing deep state that's trying to blow his ear off too.
Well, they're just saying, no, it's just the deep state. It's the deep state in general doesn't like Trump because he's a hero of the people.
No, but
there's a civil war within the deep state. Now there's two deep states.
Well, no, but the shit libs are saying he faked it. So, like, is that the Republican deep state or just his camp faking it?
No, it's just that whatever side you're on, you think the deep state's against you. That's okay. kind of what it
but
is.
But is that copium for the shit lips?
It could be. Because, I mean, basically, well, the deep state knows no party lines. That's what people need to remember.
Yeah, except except six sides or however many.
But, yeah, well, no.
The star, David.
They still now, the, haven't released Trump's medical report.
The shit libs.
oh, my God.
The Trump shit libs.
Trump has more midichlorians than I've ever seen, even more than Master Yoda.
Well, they think that Trump was in on it because this is just to make him look more like a hero. Like, that's why they planned the ear graze and all.
Yeah, the ear graze is crazy.
Or some people think that it was even like they put it on him when they tackled him or whatever.
It's like wrestling where you blade and then you putty, and then during the match you let
they
it tear open
and bleed.
They would
have done a squib that actually blew part of his ear off. If you could squib his ear. But it's still...
You could razor your ear.
I don't get... you know, I don't want to just believe any conspiracy theory I hear.
Yes, you do.
So that one doesn't make sense to me because he was already going to win the vote, right? Like, why would he need that?
I don't think that was like a sure thing.
You got to lock it in, though. You got to lock in like how Deadpool and Wolverine put out a trailer today. They don't even need a trailer. Hmm? That's their version of Trump's fake shooting that he planned is because they're trying to lock it in.
Is it out today or something?
No, yeah. Deadpool and Wolverine comes out next week, but it's like they released a trailer with like extra spoilers.
They really want people to come out.
Huh.
It was very serious that we were under attack and in one movement proceeded to drop to the ground. Bullets were continuing to fly as very brave Secret Service agents rushed to the stage, and they really did. They rushed to the stage. These are great people at great risk, I will tell you, and pounced on top of me so that I would be protected. There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side.
Yeah!
I felt that. I thought he was going to be like, and I felt safe, like I was in a, like I was a baby in the womb surrounded by these great... Great Secret Service agents. Yeah.
The only way to be more retarded is to be like, God protected me.
Well, the funny thing is, up until this point, they were refusing to give Secret Service to RFK. Now he gets it. But like, when he was doing speeches, he doesn't get it. His dad is, you know, JFK.
But also, like, we're just... But does that guy not have money? Can't he pay for his own fucking security?
Well, and it's also funny, if you're a president, can you just give him the shittiest squad? Because I think the president still decides like who Trump gets.
You'd think.
So it's like, yeah, you get Betty and Susan. And...
But also, doesn't that guy already have holes in his brains? Maybe they just figured to go through one of the holes.
It just goes straight through.
Yeah, oh, it's true. Right through. It's like the donut guy that Homer ate, not to bring it back to Simpsons a fourth time. I guess Homer was a donut. She's making a signal.
Am I still Jewish?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The amazing thing is that prior to the shot, if I had not moved my head at that very last instant, the assassin's bullet would have perfectly hit its mark, and I would not be here
tonight. It really is like in Battlefield or Call of Duty when, like, you have the fucking shot lined up perfectly. And you're just like, God damn it, I know this asshole's going to move at the last second. And then he does, and you miss your shot, and you feel like a piece of shit, except this is real life.
Well, but I think the thing that people are overlooking, like, with all this talk of, you know, psyops or, like, false flags or whatever, I think people don't realize that this was obviously the reality of what happened was the main plot... was to kill Corey Coppertor, the guy that did
Jim
get
killed. Jim says as he looks at his phone.
The fireman that did get killed.
Oh. I didn't know anyone died.
No, yeah, this guy, he basically took the bullet, went by Trump and hit this other guy.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, no one's covering this angle. Me, the genius that I am. Actual cover-up was, I'm going to pretend I'm trying to kill the president, fucking fireman.
Okay, Trump's Secret Service agent site actually scrolls.
Yeah, if this was like an episode of fucking Supernatural and they had to go back in time to kill a werewolf or something.
Comporatore.
The werewolf is the fucking firemen at the place, so they make it seem like an assassination attempt on the president, so they can actually shoot the werewolf.
Yeah, they
out
just
the
wanted
background.
To shoot the guy. He wanted to kill that fireman because they started digging up this guy's Twitter, and I don't know, he's very problematic and racist. So
okay,
some
so maybe he wasn't
happy.
Even trying to kill Trump. He didn't like that guy's tweets.
Yeah, he didn't like that
okay.
guy's tweets.
All right, I like this angle. Yeah,
if you're the guy shooting Trump, though, you do feel like an asshole because when I'm playing like Overwatch or Smite and I whiff an ult, I'm like, ah, fuck, yeah. I fucking wasted it. That and this guy, he's doing the real life version of whiffing an ult.
I think it's just he's the greatest marksman we've ever seen.
I think he whiffed his ult.
And he was going for the ear.
He thread the needle. And he mission accomplished. That's why he just let the other Secret Service sniper take him out.
So It's more like everyone thought I should be using my ult on the tank, but I was taking out the mage in the back.
Yeah, you were taking out the mage the whole time.
Yeah, support. Get rid of support. Yeah, that firefighter.
Yeah.
That was the ultimate plan. Actually, now that I think about it, it wasn't just the sniper's plan. This was the deep state's plan as well, was to take out Corey Comparatore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comparator?
Well, you do that, and then you're like, he's one shot, but then you get domed. he's one shot!
Be together. The most incredible aspect
of
what took
crying.
Place on that terrible evening in the fading sun was actually seen later. In almost all cases, as you probably know, and when even a single bullet is fired, just a single bullet.
It's funny because he always does this side thing. So this sniper should have known about it. Because Trump was trying to say like he was looking to the side because he had graphics up or something.
Yeah.
But he's doing it now. Like he always kind of turns and like looks to the right as he's doing his speech.
And honestly, don't go for the headshot. Just put three in the chest.
Who's on the line?
Hey, this is Joey Capitoli. I got killed and you're covering my death. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, it's Corey Comparatore.
Oh, hey. You're alive?
Yes, Joey Capitoli. You fucking killed me, but I'm here in hell and they're trying to tear my flesh off with dogs. But thank you, Jim and them. Love you.
Okay.
All
right,
thanks all right, for the call, you. Man.
Justice to Corey.
Yeah, thank you for confirming my suspicions.
That you're in hell. That you can call
Anytime, Jim. I gotta go. They're gonna cut my dick off and shove it up my ass. Love you guys. I'm gay.
Okay.
If he's good enough to almost hit him in the head, you'd think he'd be confident enough to do a good shot or two to the chest, right?
He missed both of them.
Well, a head is technically a harder shot and a more secure shot if you land it. But considering how like it that the last second turn stopped the head, that wouldn't have prevented any shots to the chest. It just seems like if your goal is to kill this guy. Like, why take the headshot risk?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
not saying conspiratorially. I'm just saying it seems like it kind of feels like that like you fucked
big
up.
Big mistake.
But no, because Mike, you're over here like, oh, why try to be the lead singer? You could play drums. It's like because you want to be the fucking lead singer. You want the headshot.
Well, yeah, you know,
your legacy, baby.
I'm fine being the living bass player instead of the dead lead singer.
But you'd be the dead bass player or you'd be the dead lead singer.
Nah, well, that's not how it works.
You know what weird?
No, because he's gonna die either way. Whether he gets him in the gut or he gets him in the ear.
He died for no reason in this case.
Yeah, but as far as he's concerned, he won.
Yeah, he's Kurt Cobain.
I don't know. It sounds like he's in hell getting eaten by dogs.
No, that's the firefighter that got hit.
The
shooter hasn't called us from hell yet. I'm sure that's later.
I'm sure the shooter will call us from hell later.
Funny thing, well, not funny, but a weird thing they'll say with some school shootings now is like they're clearly not trained from like with guns. Like they stand in a place and do shots like you would in a video game.
Yeah.
So this guy might be training on Call of Duty. He's going for the headshot because he knows it's an insta-kill rather than he thinks he has to do two.
That's what I'm saying. He whiffed his ult.
And he's also, you know, a 20-year-old with no social media that was in a BlackRock commercial. So that's cool. I like that part.
What's BlackRock?
It's like the company that like funds all of the dim stuff.
That's the company that anytime they put out a commercial, it's full of assassins.
Yeah.
You know? You never heard of the BlackRock assassin company?
Yeah.
People are upset about Corey's Twitter. I mean, they're concerned that it's someone at a Trump rally is based, apparently.
Don't they realize that he's on tour with Flint Biscuit right now? They don't love his Twitter?
Oh, did Corey talk about the shooting?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I was just talking about because people were screenshotting. They were trying to cancel the dead guy.
Yeah.
Because he said something like, I guess Piers Morgan had something.
To what end?
he had said something about where are Palestinians going to go live when the war's over? So many of their homes are being destroyed. And Corey Comparatore said they'll get over it. The Japanese did.
Oh, okay. Holy shit.
Is pro-Israel? I guess that a lot of Republicans are pro-Israel.
I mean, yeah, that's like what a piece of shit would say.
I guess he also said, send the illegal immigrants to Ukraine and let them fight for freedom. Let's see how bad they really want it.
That's not a bad idea. We're sending them
in honor of Corey.
Don't forget them ribs and pussy, too. I miss that sound. Remember Obama reading his book?
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget them ribs.
There were some global warming activists standing on ice blocks with nooses around their neck. And he said, I'm going to go ice kicking. I mean skating. Yeah.
Wait,
skating.
So this is the dead firefighter?
Yeah.
Who deserved to die?
Yeah. Well, that's what everyone's acting like because they're pulling his tweets.
What's the equivalent of a shitlib griper? Like a pro-Israel or a pro... No, I guess there's not a lot of libs that are pro-Israel.
Yeah. Israel seems like the bad guys, man. Yeah.
I think there are some pro-Israels.
Well, it's Jewish people. Yeah. Every pro-Israel person that I know that's not like a big like right guy is always a Jewish person.
I mean, I'm not Jewish.
Sub-Saharan African, though.
You're not a pro-Israel guy.
That's a good Jew.
You're not actually a pro-Israel guy.
Jewish guy.
But am I pro-Palestine?
My guess is like most things, you have no opinion, but you're pretending to have the wrong opinion.
Oh,
because
yeah?
Because you love doing that.
The retards.
That's what, yeah.
There's no move more Jim Scampoli trademark than having no opinion and pretending to have the wrong opinion.
Oh,
as a
yeah?
Oh, yeah.
He's on fire. Boom shakalaka.
I need the oh, yeah. Palestine.
Well, I kind of did it by accident. I did a...
Obama. I didn't probably add that combination.
Ooh, I like that combo.
Well, I'm playing a little mix master.
Okay.
The cheese tax.
Good evening, cowards.
Mike said he wanted to commit jihad on my bussy. Lock him up.
Anyways, where are we going with this?
Bussy jihad, Riz.
And we had many bullets that were being fired. Crowds run for the exits or stampede. But not in this case. It's very unusual.
The deep state.
The deep state. They sedated the crowd with 5G.
This massive crowd of tens of thousands of people stood by and didn't move an inch. In fact, many of them bravely but automatically stood up looking for where the sniper would be. They knew immediately.
I like how he thinks that describing retarded behavior is heroic.
Well, the thing is, I feel that you just would, everything would be happening so quick, you'd be like, wait, is that fucking gunfire? Yeah, like, people
it
would
never
be ducking
sounds
and shit.
Like gunfire. And when you hear it,
I'm sure some people would be ducking, but I think I would probably even be the one that's like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Like, this isn't really happening.
Remember when The Undertaker caught on fire for a bit? The arena was about to go up in flames. We were all just standing there.
Well, and like, also, tons of people did run away.
Yeah, no, of course. But people did point out that. In the video, maybe it's because the Secret Service and Trump stand up, but the people behind them then all, just kind of stand up and, cheer and shit. Yeah. And so you're people on social media or whatever are like, why would you do that? And it's like...
Because it's the most awesome thing you've ever seen.
Because we're red, white, and blue and these colors don't run.
It's easy to see the video and be like, oh my, there's a shooting happening. What are you doing?
Sure,
but I think if you're in the moment, you don't quite.
I've heard that people in movie theaters that are getting shot up don't even always realize what's actually happening.
Yeah.
Like they're in a room that's big with an actual gun being fired and can't always tell what's happening.
Well, even when Kevin and Brandon fought in the studio,
Froze up.
We didn't know. I mean, no one froze up more than Jake. didn't even really freeze up. Just kind of only cared about himself.
Yeah.
No one cared more about themselves than Jake when that happened. But also when it happened, even when we reacted, you could still hear me being like, "What is happening?" Like we didn't know what was going on.
Imagine if Brandon hadn't sold his gun.
but also, maybe this is the shit lib in me. I just do feel like a lot of it is, I mean, I guess if someone did say, no, this was fake or this was set up and here's why, I guess they'd be like, all right, I guess it was fake or I guess it was set up. But to me, it's just like, no, I think that we assume that Secret Service is better than they yeah. are. We yeah. watch all these movies and we're like, fuck, man, Secret Service, they got like lasers or whatever the fuck. But they don't. And they probably coast a lot on that. I mean, I'm sure there are those guys. There yeah. are those like elite fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme guys or yeah. whatever the fuck you want to think of it.
Well, it's the popular girl at school not getting asked to prom. Well, everyone assumes she's already been asked, so she's the one girl that doesn't get asked. Mm. Everyone assumes these events are so safe because they're this type of event and there's security and all that stuff that they assume it's impregnable. So you just don't yeah. even bother. So they become... Yeah. They become like cart before the horse safe rather than actually safe. So someone then was like, oh, well, I'm going to do this. And they realize like, oh, I guess I could totally do this.
And the Jean-Claude guys, they actually become assassins for BlackRock. yeah, so that's the true. Problem. They're yeah. training this kid. They're training this kid that has no social
media. I've
seen
commercials for that place.
Yeah, he's in it.
Because, fuck, what was I going to say now? Now I'm thinking about BlackRock and how I want to apply and work for them.
Yeah. No-scope on the sniper, though. If it looked like he got him real quick. I don't know.
Yeah,
how many
people
shots
were judging that because there's video, like, because you could
he,
see
like,
him.
He looks up and then he's like,
and I feel like it was almost the same thing where he was like, is this really happening?
Yeah. Right. Oh, shit.
And I'm sure there's also a moment, too, where you're like, he probably hesitates because he's like, you see all these things happening where, you know, there's videos of unarmed people getting shot and riots happening. Like, if you make a mistake and just shoot somebody in the crowd without being, like, 150% sure something's happening, like, you're fucked. You know what I mean?
You just start spraying. Unfortunately, you're not fucked at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, not necessarily. Well, you could be. Yeah,
the general idea is that you should be fucked. So I made my joke.
But we also always talk about act as if, like, this dude, this 20-year-old maniac, is the epitome of act as if.
That's what
he
it
was
sounds
like walking down the street with a ladder, apparently,
well,
and
he
his
had, like,
gun.
Like a viewfinder type thing that like scope out the distance and shit.
Yeah,
like, he had, I don't know the technical terms for these things, but he like did that. There was like people pointing, like, "Hey, there's
people
a guy
are, like,
on
there's
that
a guy
route.
Up there,
a police guy. You'll like this ACAB, Mike. A police officer climbed a ladder. He pointed his gun at him, and he retreated back down the ladder.
But also, that's what you should do. Like, yeah. What is he supposed to do? Just get
frag
shot?
Frag grenade out. Throw a frag grenade.
What if he was a shit lib? He's like, I ain't dying for Trump.
Oh, he's like, oh,
I'd die for Biden.
Right on, brother. Black. He does the Black Rock handshake.
I don't think shit libs want to die for Biden. I don't think anyone wants to die for either of these
shit
guys.
Libs will die for Biden.
I think Trump guys want to die for Trump, and no one else wants to die for either of the other two.
I think shit libs would want to die for Biden. Most people wouldn't, but the real shit libs would.
I think people are realizing that Biden is a lesser of two evils more.
Well,
and more
but you
got to
pay, because there's still people online that are like, no, Biden rocks. Like, there are still these Biden supporters.
Because Biden's been like a weirdo for a long time.
You're talking about our most popular president,
Mike. And then he chose
a
fucking...
Most votes of all time overnight.
He chose a cop for his vice president. It's like the worst fucking pair.
You're talking about the man that's gotten the most votes in history.
You sound like you just fell out of the coconut tree.
Sorry, I'm in.
We are all images of what... we want
to
be.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I guess
all our speeches are like,
we can get to. I mean, we don't need to listen to Trump anymore. The main reason we wanted to get to is we wanted to get to Hulk Hogan's speech.
Woo! Was he there?
Hulk Hogan had a big speech last night. It's rocking, dude.
Wow. I've only heard one thing. I heard that Trump called Star Wars by the wrong name.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
I heard he called it like Super Starship or something.
Super Starship.
He called it like, yeah, like or Spaceship Starship or something. Like, he couldn't remember how to say Star Wars, so he said it wrong.
I didn't care for Jar Jar Chink.
All right, now we're going to go back to the convention where professional USA. Wrestling legend Hulk Hogan is about to give his remark. Let's take those live.
Now, I was wondering... is this a case? Was Hogan always this openly like conservative,
remember,
or is it because of his N-word video and he got canceled that he's like, you know what, fuck it, brother,
isn't that just the thing? As you get older and you lean into it,
but
often.
He's always been old. He's been old my whole
That's
life.
True. He's been seasoned 75 forever.
Yeah. Yeah, after his daughter didn't fuck him, he went down a real alt-right hole. My daughter wouldn't fuck me, brother.
Yeah, his daughter wouldn't fuck him. He started listening to Joe Rogan a little bit, and next thing you know, he's speaking at the RNC.
I'm talking to my boy Spud the other day, brother. Spud, my man, get out of here.
He is Florida, man. He must have always been this, but now he's just it's on the open.
Yeah, him and Kid Rock are just fucking on a pontoon boat raping women.
Thank you, brother. You know something? When I came here tonight, there was so much energy in this room. I felt maybe I was in Madison Square Garden getting ready to win another world title. Or maybe I thought.
Yeah, you remember that? Remember?
The vibe was so intense. The energy was so crazy, it felt like maybe I was going to press that no-good stinky giant over my head and slam him through the mat, brother.
Yeah, what?
Who's he talking about?
Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Wait, no. But
you know, he's literally talking about Andre the Giant.
The vibes were like when he lifted that big stinky immigrant.
I thought he was trying to reference something now using the Andre the Giant stuff.
He just threw stinky in there for funsies.
I thought he was at first, but then when he literally said the giant, I think he really just means, and I think he just forgot his name was Andre.
Well, I think he famously stinks too, right?
He probably smells like
didn't
shit.
Didn't he have to hose down in a horse trough or something?
There's no way Andre the Giant didn't smell
like
shit.
Didn't he have like to take big shits on like a tarp and on plane?
Yeah, he smelled like fucking Unagi's asshole.
Oh, I shit my pants.
Fucking luckiest guy that ever lived.
Yeah, it's Stinky Andre. They call him Stinky Giant.
But what I found out was I was in a room full of real Americans, brother. And at the end of the day, with our leader up there, my hero, that gladiator, we're going to bring America back together. One real American at a time, brother.
Our country sucks.
No, our country rocks.
Our country fucking sucks, dude.
Our country rules.
Our country is the fucking...
Our country's better.
Our country's pathetic.
When I see that clip, I go...
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I feel.
Jeff, describe how you...
My face went...
I wish you guys could see Jeff's face.
No, this rules.
He's beaming. His favorite wrestler of all time, Hulk Hogan. His favorite president of all time, Trump Hogan.
Well, this is the shit lips fault, by the way.
It's two WWE Hall of Famers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hanging out.
Yeah, we got the Canadian Destroyer at the DNC doing backflips for Biden. Get out of here.
See, the problem.
AEW for Biden.
If the soy boys didn't make it uncouth to just be patriotic, they wouldn't have forced Hulk Hogan, the real American.
That's right.
No one could be like, ooh, I am a real American unless you're a fucking Trump guy.
Very true.
No, but being patriotic is fucking lame.
No, being patriotic rocks.
That's true.
America rocks. Nah.
That's true.
I've seen some great tag teams in my
Correct.
Time. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Jeff's my Jimmy Hart over here.
That's right.
And ooh, yeah, the Macho Man Randy Savage.
But you know, America, baby, where we gave the world Disneyland, motherfucker. Yeah. Fucking Mike over here biting the hand that feeds him. Pinko Mike over here.
Pinko Mike, the maniac. He's a pinko.
Oh my god, I like that Hogan is giving the same speech to this crowd that he would give if he was in front of like a crowd at like fucking like the night before WrestleMania.
No.
Oh, hell yeah.
He has not changed a single detail.
Randy Savage, bit of a shit lib.
He really thinks that this crowd is here for his wrestling stuff.
But see, this is the thing though. This is like, this is not that different. Although, I mean, I don't pay enough attention to know if this happens or not. But when, like at the DNC, if they bring out John Stewart and everyone rah-rahs him, you know what I mean?
Julian Casablanca. Well,
I mean, I'm not even making that point. I'm saying I think it's funny that Hogan.
But I'm not I'm not really arguing your point. I'm just talking about like the ridiculousness of this. This has been in motion for a long time because you need to have like, we don't care about fucking some guy in a suit.
Oh yeah, no.
Who's like senator for some fucking shitty state.
You need star
we
power.
Wanna see a goddamn, we wanna see our idol from our childhood. We wanna see Hulk Hogan.
Trump.
We want to see Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
We want to see fucking Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. Yeah. T, great proof.
We want the entire cast of Whose Line Is It Anyway to come out and do a...
For MAGA.
Do World's Worst. And then they go, presidential nominees.
Yeah,
and then they all walk up to the World's Worst step and they're just doing Trump impressions.
But it is great that this is like an 8-minute speech of Jesus. Who knows what where else is he going? He's already mentioned the Randy Stinky Savage, Giant Stinky and Randy Giant.
We know where he's going because he's been cutting the same promo for fucking 40 years.
I mean, you don't know that he's going to rip his shirt because he's going to. I did see that part. He's going to rip his shirt, Mike. Spoiler alert.
Oh, something. I see the greatest tag team of my life standing upon us, getting ready to straighten
some
this country
out
for all the real Americans.
I forgot he sells the bandage.
You know, even though you guys are real Americans, you better get ready.
We should do more stuff where we have Trump split screen. You're just watching Monday Night Football.
Doing anything. Watching episodes of Suits on USA, but Trump's there.
If we're doing 24-hour news cycle, there should just be Trump picture in picture at all times.
J. Trump becomes the president of the United States. All the real Americans are going to be nicknamed Trumpites. Because all the Trumpites are going to be running wild for 4 years.
Until Ash shows up with a shotgun and a chainsaw.
Do you think he made that choice? Because the title of this, and I think I did see the clip where he said Trumpomania. Did he just not want to spoil Trumpomania so he didn't call them Trumpomaniacs? Why wouldn't he just say all the Trumpites? Why would he call them Trumpites?
Yeah, that sounds like what a shit lib would call them. Like, here come the Trumpites.
Max is saying, if he remembers correctly, Mike, you got into an argument with a French guy on social media about how America's great.
Ooh.
You got receipts, bro.
Flip flop.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, flip flopper.
You know,
that's the most American
about
thing about you, Mike, how you flip flop all the time.
You know what? I'm sure that
it's British, Jim.
You know what's American about you?
Shit, American.
A guy in a chat room said, you know what Mike did? And you just said, yup, it happened.
Yeah,
it's Pierce Morgan style, Jim. It was like, we have a bit of a flip flop.
Also, hey, let's pretend this happened. Is Max saying, like, yeah, well, 15 years ago, like, fucking, who gives a shit? Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's very American of you to be a big flip-flopping piece of garbage.
Yes. Arguing with a French person because a French person is a piece of shit does not make me like a true American.
It's pretty based. Pretty based.
Power of Donald J. Trump and all the Trumpites running wild. America is going to get back on track. And like Donald J. Trump said, America is going to be great again. You know, when I look out...
Where is this? Is this in Florida?
Milwaukee?
And I see all the real Americans. I think about...
She's like, where is this? Epcot?
How Donald Trump, his family
was
compromised. It's at
the Disney Castle.
Is this in the bubble?
When I look out there...
Is that the AEW arena?
Yeah.
And I see Donald Trump. I think about how his business was compromised. Huh? But what happened last week... When they took a shot at my hero.
Off comes the jacket.
And they tried to kill the next president of the United States.
I like Trump's looking at the crowd like, you see what he's going to do?
You guys ready? You guys watching?
He's going to do it.
You're going to love this.
It's my favorite part.
I told him to do this. He's never done it before.
Enough was enough. And I said, let Trumpomania.
He's usually much better at this. He's usually much better.
Trumpomania rule again. Let Trumpomania make America great again. Yeah.
What a
he starts flexing, dude.
What a fucking loser.
Look at the smile ear to ear. I know what you're thinking, Mike. Wow, Idiocracy. Is that a documentary?
Yeah.
No, this is real life, brother. Real life, brother, and the Trumpites are coming for you.
You know what my favorite documentary is?
Idiocracy.
Bowling for Columbine.
Whoa! Whoa!
Get these fucking guns off the streets.
Get the guns off the streets. Give them to Hulk Hogan. Let him, let God sort them out.
Good guy, the gun doesn't exist, Jason Christophers.
What kind of groiper are you?
I know
you?
He's got guns. You know he's got guns.
Yeah. Oh, he's got to protect his family. They're coming for the family.
You suck dick. You suck dick. You suck dick.
ECW.
And Rhino shows up and gores him.
It's Rhino. It's Rhino the shit live.
Dinner.
Have Taz come out with the towel.
Wait, which one? Which one's the? Is there one that's a rhino? What are they? There's a fucking donkey or a,
oh, no, a donkey they're and an donkey elephant. And elephant.
Ah, close. They're
a donkey. I know.
Yeah, Mr. Ass could come out.
I'm a donkey.
You know something, Trumpites.
Trumpites.
I didn't come here.
He needed a note on that one. Someone needed to step in.
Well, if you're
going to
say Trumpomania, just say Trumpomaniacs. You're right. Like,
yeah. But I think he's like, I got to save that for that. I don't even want to hint at Trumpomania.
Yeah.
But Chris Hulk Hogan.
They're going to think I'm talking about Animaniacs, brother.
Had to give you a little taste. You know, my name is Terry Bollea.
Whoa. Kayfabe, bro. Are you fucking joking right now?
It's Trump's
still
face
real
drops.
To me. Still real to me, damn it.
Yeah, Trump's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Entertainer. I love you too. And as an entertainer, I tried to stay out of politics. But after everything
I say as I ripped my shirt off on stage
over the past 4 years,
they forced his hand.
And everything that happened last weekend. I
love it. He's like, I tried to stay out of politics, and then everyone watched a video of me saying the N-word, brother.
And now here I'm back.
Yeah. Radicalized more than ever.
What did he call? What was the thing they used to call them though?
Nizpiz.
Yeah, the Nizpiz. That's what it was.
I thought it was Blizzpiz.
Was it the Blizzpiz? Yeah,
for
black, right.
Black people.
Yeah, him and his son called it. Yeah, the Blizzpiz.
I say the Nizpiz.
Then my son's forehead became an ashtray, brother. Oh, no, it was his friend, yeah. Not his son.
My
son's friend's forehead became an ashtray,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, they turned him into a donut.
I'm no longer silent.
I'm Terry
here tonight
talking.
Because
all
I
the
want
Terry-ites,
the world to know
all
that
the
Donald
files.
Trump is a real American hero.
Yeah, he's like, the Trumpophiles are going to go crazy.
I'm proud to support my hero as the next president of this United States.
You know what this, though? This does make me kind of want, like, go back to better days where we could just, like, hoot and shoot in the air. Like, you hear this speech, you go outside,
like,
you start
the Wild
hooting
West.
In the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you hear a good speech, but they'd have to come town to town and do this. Back of a train. Trump's on the back of a train. I'm like, whoa!
Banging a spoon against a pot and pan.
Jeff, you could move to Chicago anytime you want.
Whoa! too soon?
I'm sorry. Move to Detroit.
Too soon? Wow. Welcome.
Mike, I don't know if you're picking up the vibes here, but... a red wave's coming like the elevator in The Shining, brother. Woo. Get ready. That's what he should have been like. Let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah.
You ever seen The Shining?
But Jim, then he would have to stop cutting the same promo forever.
Elevator full of blood.
Hogan has one promo, and he's going to cut it for his entire career, and then post-career, when everyone drags him out to pretend to be Hogan, he's going to keep cutting that promo. He can't add new material,
Mike,
Jim.
Come
that's
on.
Not a part of the promo.
But Hogan's a goddamn fucking institution. You're the guy over there that's like, Nintendo keeps putting out Mario games.
Yeah.
Hogan keeps doing the same promo.
Yeah. Mario... Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Don't you see it, Mike, how it's the same?
Nah.
You know, guys, I've known Donald Trump for over 35 years.
Wow.
Hold on a second. I just had a flashback.
We're fucking a bitch, man.
This is really tripping. You know, the last time I was up on stage, Donald Trump was sitting at ringside at the Trump Plaza. I was bleeding like a pig, and I won the world title right in front of Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
This is about me now.
You know something?
But wasn't that like 30? Did he say that was the last time he was with Donald Trump?
Yeah.
So they're not close friends then. That must have been a long time ago.
That might, but it might have been
have
like.
Have you been convinced this whole time that they're like super close? Could it have
been when he was like fighting the Rock and shit? Then?
My mind is blown because now I'm thinking they're not great friends.
Who, Trump and Hogan?
Yeah, now I'm thinking they're not as close friends as Hogan's.
Jim,
told
you
me.
Might be onto something.
Well, maybe they just chat on the phone a lot.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
Busy
yeah.
guys.
We like to Snapchat me and Jerry.
He's gonna win in November.
We send
and we're
memes.
All gonna be champions again when he wins.
I forgot his name. When that guy over there,
my buddy over there.
My
go
buddy,
get him, Tiger.
My buddy, 35 years, that guy.
Hey, partner, I believe in you.
When he does the thing that we're all wanting him to do, we're going to be so happy. He forgets even that he's running for
he
president.
He rips off that shirt so we can look down at it. See the name. Trump is the guy.
And like I said, I've known that man for over 35 years, and he's always been the biggest patriot, and he still is. He's always told you exactly what he thought, and he still does, brother. And no matter the odds, he always finds a way to win. And when he's back in our White
Except
House,
that time
America
he lost.
Is going to start winning again.
Duh, winning.
The only time he loses is when everybody else is cheating.
Tiger's blood.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen comes out. Winning, Donald Trump.
Get him out of here.
Get this rapist out of here.
Yeah, the Secret Service tackles him.
You know, guys, over my career, I've been in the ring with some of the biggest, some of the baddest dudes on the planet. And I've squared off against warriors, savages. And I've even, like I said, body slammed giants in the middle of the ring. And I know tough guys. But let me tell you something, brother.
That guy over there that looks like a Titan from Attack on Titan, he's one of the toughest guys I've ever met.
Yeah.
I've gone up against iron sheiks, if you will. I've been Wyndhams in the ring by people out there. I fought a garbage man once. I've beaten down Mounties.
I've beaten the Brooklyn Brawler.
Freak shows.
I've beaten up Dude Love, brother.
Dude Love.
I've seen mankind. Them all.
Donald Trump is the toughest of them all.
Toughest N-word of them all.
They've thrown everything at Donald Trump.
Trump's like, I'm not tougher than Roman Reigns.
He
holds it up.
Head of the table.
The court cases. And he's still
Trump
standing and
Trump acknowledged him. Trump's acknowledging Reigns. The tribal chief.
I've faced maniac fringes. I've gone against R-rated superstars.
It's just guys he hasn't fought. And yes, Will Ospreay next week.
I've seen Diesel in the ring.
Yeah.
Went up against a Razor Ramon.
You know, we never had it better than the Trump years. Back then, we had a thriving economy.
You know,
we
back
had
then.
Strong borders. Yeah.
Back in the old days.
2016.
I like how, remember those 4 years where they were exactly like the last 4 years and the 4 years before them?
We had safe streets. We had peace and respect around the world. But then we lost it all in a blink of an eye. Crime is out of control. The border is out of control. The price of food and gas and housing
why is gas
is out of
so
control.
Expensive?
Yeah, why is
and
gas
so expensive?
And
the only person who can clean this up is Donald Trump.
Thank God that once Donald Trump becomes president, those things will all change.
Yes. Mm, they'll go down.
They'll go down?
They'll all change.
Down to Mexico where they belong.
You know, guys, I really, really love this country. And I've lived the American dream. And I want my kids, your kids, and all those little teeny Hulkamaniacs out there to live the American dream, too.
This November, guys, we can save the American dream for everyone. And Donald Trump is the president who will get the job done. So all you criminals, all you lowlifes, all you scumbags, all you drug dealers.
Hey there, retards.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? Oh, good morning, retards.
Good evening, cowards.
Yeah, good evening, cowards.
Where is it?
Good evening, cowards.
Fucking politicians need to answer one question, brother.
Oh, here we go.
What you gonna do when Donald Trump and all the Trumpomaniacs run wild on you, brother?
I thought they were Trumpites.
Watch what Trump does,
God
Mike.
Bless you.
Watch Trump.
And thank you.
Watch him. It's coming up.
Did he do kissy lips?
Yeah, for podcasters, he like, yeah, he blew a kiss, but like just but with his lips. He didn't like, blow
one. It was like a handless.
He just
like,
made kissy faces.
You know,
yeah,
when like Europeans like when do the someone. Like left and right thing, but like from far away. That's what he
Thank
did.
You.
What the fuck was that?
He just couldn't help himself.
What
he had
earth?
To do a little air kiss.
I'm so glad you told me to watch for that.
Mwah, 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 mwah. He just got caught up in the moment, man. He couldn't help himself. He just wanted to kiss those Hogan lips. What you gonna do, brother, when all the Mike Steele maniacs are out there looting the streets saying it's peaceful protest, brother? What you gonna do when all the Mikeites are jumping the border?
Yeah, all the homeless Mike maniacs.
It's gonna be great when Jim's like, when they took away Mike, I said nothing. Then when they took away Jeff, I was still committed to the bit.
No, Trump.
And then when they came to take me away, I had nothing, no one to blame but myself.
What are you going to do when all the Mikeites jump the border and get put up in hotels, brother?
Yeah. Direct deposit cards. Buses to the middle of nowhere.
What are you going to do when they're giving them houses there, brother?
Homeless hotels.
Who's on the line? Who's on the line?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Is Mike Steele there?
Hi, this is Mike. Who's
He's
this?
Here, Mr. Trump.
Mike Steele, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Who, I called in.
Who am I having the pleasure to speak
story.
With right now?
You're speaking to Ian Pope. I called in 2 weeks ago.
Ah.
I have a story to tell you.
Sure.
It was a dark and stormy night. It was a beautiful night. Thought I'd call into the show. Turns out Mike Steele wasn't there. Very unusual. Very strange. Turns out he was trying to become a cop or something. I don't quite understand.
Is that what you guys said I was doing?
Trying to become a cop? I don't understand. If you tried to arrest me, I'd just run into a haunted house. That's all you have to do. I don't understand this guy.
That's pretty good.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey,
who is this?
Mr. Mike Steele. This is Ian Pope. I'm a fan of the show. You know, I called in a couple of weeks ago trying to spring a bit on you guys, and I got some unfinished business here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. That was a good bit.
Do you want
to? I thought I was talking to Trump.
No, he's got a question for you.
Oh, he actually does have a question? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mr. Mike Steele.
Sure.
If you were going to pick the funniest word imaginable, what would it be? And I think you heard last time I called, but compound words are okay with me.
Oh, so it just has to be a word that just would make me laugh?
What's the funniest one word?
The funniest thing you can think of in one word or compound word.
Funniest word.
Yeah.
That's tricky. It's probably a word that Jeff says, because Jeff will sometimes just like say words I've never heard of, and they're often funny.
I highly doubt you're going to pick what Jeff said.
I guess it's a compound word.
I'm not saying I'd pick the same word Jeff said. I'm saying oftentimes Jeff will say these made-up words that I find that tickle me. Did you guys both choose a word?
Yeah, my word was jagoff.
Okay.
Yeah, mine was Chinaman.
So I couldn't think of one.
Chinaman's pretty good. Shit. Am I allowed to say that the word is only funny if said in a racist accent?
Ooh.
I'll allow it.
Because it's pretty funny when people say, like, hero.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
That's usually pretty funny. And it's kind of like, it's not mean-spirited, really. So it's like one of the few things you can still get away with these days, but I find it funny. I find I very rarely don't laugh when someone says hero.
I don't know if you're getting away with it these days in the age of stop Asian hate.
I know it's getting harder, but I am saying, like, I don't know if it's like, this is an in the heat of the moment choice, but I feel like it's still a strong choice. I feel like it'd still be top 10 if I were given like a week to prepare.
I'm with it.
So I'm going with hero, but only when said like, oh, hero. See, okay. Every time I've said it, Jim's like,
"That's when you say that again."
Oh, hero! Jeff went Trump face. Yeah. So yeah, that'll be my answer.
Hero.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a very well thought out answer. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for making me for putting me on the spot. I hope that answer was worth waiting for.
Every second. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
It wasn't going to be complete until I got the third guy.
So now you can take us all down.
My new word is shit lib.
Little did you know, you're right in my crosshairs right now. I'm 150 feet away.
Yeah. You know what a good one is? Butt chug.
Oh, butt chug's good.
Butt chug is a pretty good one.
Is that like your honorable mention?
Yeah, I gotta give. Hey, you know, big shout outs to Butt Chug. That's an honorable mention of mine. Yeah. Butt Chug is really fun.
If you could pick two, Butt Chug would be right there.
Those would be my running mates. I just have a T-shirt that says "Hero and Butt Chug."
Okay, Hero. You too.
All right, guys. Well, right. I'm enjoying the show so far, and hope you guys continue to have a good one. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, brother. Bye. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Thanks for calling in, brother.
Hulk Hogan, man. Trumpomania.
Yeah.
Running wild.
Kiss. Mwah. Mwah.
The RNC is going the hardest I've seen or heard of in history.
Checking the comments. 4 more years with Biden? That doesn't work for me, brother.
Oh. Wow. To hear Hulk Hogan call Donald Trump his hero goes deep as fuck.
But yeah, shit. What did Corey talk about the assassination?
I just thought it'd be funny to pretend like I thought you were talking about our Corey.
No, I know, but it just made me think. What was his thoughts here?
Did you see the video he retweeted of Fred Durst challenging him to a dancing contest?
No, I'm blocked.
Oh, he's doing like Corey dances, like actual like the dances you expect, but in front of a gigantic crowd.
Mm.
It's so funny.
Juggalos would have loved you. Who's Blexus Blexeriz? Who's at the Blexican?
It's Blexus Blexriguez. Blexriguez.
Because they're like, the Juggalos would have loved you. I guess it's because he wasn't, he should be at the gathering.
Yeah.
He's smart to not go to the gathering. It's like the only smart thing he's ever done.
Yeah, he would have been. Because he would have shown up to the gathering and expected, like, even ironic love, he would have gotten no love.
He would get it now, though.
You think?
He would get ironic love.
I think maybe for a song, and then people would be fucking.
These are guys that root for Clownvis Presley.
Yeah, but they also threw a watermelon full of shit at Tila Tequila.
But they've mellowed since then. Like,
sure,
was Tila Tequila.
The novelty of Corey, people, they would like, even if it was kind of making fun of him. I think they would cheer him on.
I think he would ask for too much while on stage, and they'd just be like, dude, let us ironically like you. Stop. Like,
I think you're giving them too much credit, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. I could see that, but I just feel like they're retarded too.
Sure.
So.
No, that's true. I think Corey would get a very ironic ovation at first.
Yeah.
But then he would expect that, and then he would like go like, what's the matter? You guys can't make noise the same way you did early on. There's the video, by the way.
But I think
and then they'd be
same.
Like, get fucked.
I think it's the same as this audience for Limp Bizkit, though. I think if they're reacting well to him, then the Juggalos will. Because I think the Juggalos have completely changed from what they used to be.
I haven't seen any videos of him with Limp Bizkit, but my guess is that people are kind of like on board for one or two songs, and then they're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Who's on the line?
Hey guys, it's Max Murder, former Juggalo. I just wanted to give my two cents. I think it's definitely pretty bizarre that Corey Feldman hasn't been at the gathering, considering how nostalgic Violent J is for like all things 80s and all things the past. And I wouldn't be surprised if he has like played full on like Corey Feldman films at the gathering as like a 3 a.m. like airing type shit, because they have a lot of time to fill.
Oh, you know what it was? This is obvious. That didn't even occur to me. He probably asked him and Corey wanted like way more money than he's worth.
Oh, totally.
Because he's Corey. That's I actually bet that's what happened.
Yeah, that absolutely.
Yeah, but that's all I got to say, guys. You guys have a great night.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
Look at that.
Someone asked how many box sets were left. He said 5.
Biggest
That's actually
lie.
Kind of funny.
The biggest lie the devil ever told was that he had 5 box sets left.
But if he's just being a dick, I'll give him credit. That's kind of funny. That's being like, 5. I don't know. oh, no. Baby brother lost his life. He was my brother, best friend, and above all, a massive Lost Boys fan. I know he's sleeping all day and partying all night. I'd love a message from you or his... something
for his
he was a legend. Yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean, I'll give Corey credit. He didn't say, yeah, check out my cameo or whatever.
Yeah,
he's just like, sorry for your loss
with the number 4.
Yeah, of course. I wonder how his meet and greets are going.
I think Corey's, man, I'm about to say this. I don't think Corey's smart, but I think he has the tact, the accidental tact to stay out of politics. Because he's so obsessed with people he's so obsessed with people liking him that even though his like head is so, like he's so out of touch with so many things, I think you don't have to be smart to know that like politics is polarizing and he doesn't want to be polarizing, even though he's accidentally polarizing all the time.
I just think he probably just doesn't see that he'd get much out of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like
it's not so much that he like
he has a lot to lose and very little to gain, and he's Corey.
Yeah, I just think he doesn't even notice much about like losing anything. He's just like, what's in it for me?
Well, and also as the lead singer of the Misfits, he doesn't know if they'll accept him.
Here he is backstage for his big show at the Loserville tour, the Losservile tour.
Loserville?
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, July 16th.
Coming to you straight from my Cricket wireless free phone.
This is like a Twitter live, so we'll see if this works. But there's my Tuesday birthday. All right, anyway, hopefully this is actually working. I don't know. I don't have any kind of like...
Remember when we did the 2-2 message from him and he acted like he didn't understand it?
Yeah, he didn't know what it meant. He forgot. He forgot that it was the 22. Wait, is it his birthday?
Yeah.
Like, was it his actual birthday?
I think so, because what's her name? The girl that was trying to get me to call, like go to court or whatever. She was tweeting about his birthday.
It was on Tuesday. Yeah, it was. Tuesday the 16th. Man, he's probably so bummed. They're not having a huge party for him.
Yeah.
Hopefully, let's see if that works. Anyway, right. So anyway, hopefully you guys are getting this video live thing I'm doing. I'm backstage right now at Loserville 2024. This is actually my very first.
Do you think any sunglasses would look good, or is it just like his gross hair and ugly face would fuck it up no matter what?
Because
he definitely has the wrong... He picked the wrong... No matter what. Yeah,
the frames are off.
He chooses the wrong frame.
Is there a good frame he could pick that would look okay?
I think there is, because I feel like...
aviators, maybe.
A lot of people will wear sunglasses and they cover enough of your face that they like
still
make
gonna
you
have
look
the
different.
Hair coming down. Mm-hmm. He's still gonna have no lips.
Well, like, maybe like those like Oakleys that like go over the top of your head, like where it's like goggles.
So not
here,
on his eyes,
and
though?
They go across. The
oh,
top.
Those. Yeah,
those.
Yeah, yeah,
those would look good.
Like I think that just give him just like a pair of regular sunglasses,
Ray-Bans.
Yeah, just a pair of regular Ray-Ban Wayfarers or something, and he'd look more normal.
Yeah, he still looks like he's trying
but
to be
do you
like
think
the
you'd
gay Misfits.
Do you think you'd look at and go, man, he looks good?
No, yeah. No, no. I don't think anything makes
without
him
a
look
haircut?
Good. Because you're right, he's ugly and has a bad haircut.
Maybe if he had his old celeb reality hair, not bleached.
Yeah, like bleached tips.
But oh, not okay. bleached, just his spiked, his short spiked hair. Yeah.
Live thing I'm doing.
I would miss
I'm
this.
I'm backstage
though.
Right now at Loserville 2024.
They refuse to turn off
this
the music.
This is actually my very first show of the new tour. We're backstage. There's Alexandra. She's getting ready. We're in the dressing room. There's Bobby. Look at the gang's all here. The gang's all here. Well, not the whole gang, actually. Most of us are out there getting ready. But anyway, I just wanted to give you a quick shout out and say, hope you're here with us today in Wisconsin, ready to see the show. There's our new drummer, Oscar. What's
going on, guys? Ready to rock.
Ready to rock. He's got his Corey Feldman is my comeback king shirt on.
Hey, there you go.
He's very, very proud of that.
I love
fact.
His velour so anyway. Women's blouse.
yeah.
No one rocks a women's blouse like Corey and Grandma's sunglasses. He really.
You know it's a woman.
He's like an old vampire lady.
Yeah, he does look like an old vampire.
Anyway, yes, unisex. It's appropriate these days. So, hey, guys, we'll see you out there in just a few minutes.
Yeah, what are they, back there cranking Van Halen? They're cranking some Halen, getting ready for the show?
That's Corey, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's appropriate these days. So, hey, guys, we'll see you out there in just a few minutes. 22 minutes exactly 22 until we take the stage. Loserville 2024, first show. I love it. I love you.
Looks happy like a nice green room.
Happy birthday to me and happy day for all of you who get
looks
to
like
join
a teacher's
us
lounge.
For this momentous occasion. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you out there. See you after the show. Peace and love.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen,
the world's coolest man
in all his glory.
Imagine looking like that,
there
being
he
like,
is.
Being
there
like, better
is.
Let people see me. If I looked like that, I'd be hidden. I'd be like Taylor Swift inside one of those things, so they can get her to stage without anyone knowing. But I'd just be in there all the time.
Yeah, just cut back to Howard Stern in a diaper or whatever. All right.
Oh man,
love Corey.
Please shout out to me. Corey.
Remember on The Simpsons birthday. When that guy's just like, hello, human fly. He's just like the human fly from The Simpsons.
That's true. He's just on some like streamers.
Oh, yeah. His the birthday movie's being released.
What's the birthday? Oh,
remember,
yeah.
That's that trailer we watch.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, we'll have to watch that hunk of shit at some point, huh?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to watch it.
We already just watched him make a video. Oh, you mean the movie.
Yeah. What is that?
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
Some guy with no clout. He has 22 likes. Corey's on in my band. I'm in Corey's band. Fox and the Hound. Did Corey do the voice for Fox and the Hound? Did I not remember that?
Is he a voice in that?
I don't know. Added Corey Feldman.
Maybe.
You remember a voice the young versions
oh,
of Todd
young
and
versions
Cooper?
Todd and Cooper.
Did he really?
Huh.
Hey, it's me.
His old deep voice. Frog Brother voice.
Corey Feldman's a fucking joke.
You know what? He was smart enough not to be like.
Say anything about
they
Trump.
They tried to take out Papa Trump.
Not cool. We got to love for everybody. It's like numbers. They tried to unalive my hero.
Ugh.
He gets kicked off the Loserville tours for being like, this shit, don't miss next time. That's right. Corey the shit lib.
I mean... I bet you the show's really good, right?
The Limp Bizkit part.
Yeah, let's watch this part.
I bet that Limp Bizkit part's really good.
Killing it in St. Louis. He's wearing his...
come back, King.
Well, and here's the real thing. We've all been to shows.
Yeah,
and there's
like...
If it's a show without co-headliners, there's always 2 to 3 bands beforehand. The very first band, which is Corey... You've got a
you're
bunch of people
standing
there.
Around
you're
waiting.
Looking. You're looking up at the music.
Some people
are
going
not,
to the bar. Yeah. Maybe you're checking out the merch.
You're not moving.
Table.
You're not like. You're not enjoying
trying to
it.
Scope out a spot. Yeah. Like that where is, are we gonna? Yeah.
You are. You are standing there because you want to make sure you're standing in that spot for when the band you want to see is playing.
Yeah.
And so that is who Corey is playing for right now. So the reactions can't be that negative, because the only time there's actually a crowd in front of him is when Fred Durst brings him out during the Limp Bizkit set.
Well, and also you're not going to show, you came to the show to see whoever, but like, there's no point coming in and just being like, boo, boo.
Yeah.
So when Corey comes out in the beginning, because it's like, yeah, you wouldn't do that even if you hated the opening band either way. You're not just going to go nuts.
You just not care.
Yeah.
You like, you just like be like, instead of politely clapping after each song, I just simply won't politely clap.
Yeah. You may kind of like, you make looks at your friend like, oh, what is he doing?
Yeah. You do a whole lot of, a lot
of
mugging.
You get caught up in the novelty for a song or two. So, yeah, there you go. Well, that's a fucking part one, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And we're never going to talk about it again. It's too painful.
Yeah. You can never mention it again.
We'll never talk about Trump again. Coming next, Trump's biggest goof yet. Trump Japanese commercials. Yeah.
Trump goofs and gaffes coming up, part two.
hold on. Tokyo is my favorite food city in the world to travel to. Yeah, of course.
I didn't want that one. Need to find some more Japanese commercials.
Japanese 80s is always good.
Ooh.
They got some good vibes.
Yeah. Jeff, when did you learn Japanese?
There I am. We'll be back.